I'm a little, I know we're talking about the Browns. I'm a little confused right now because I got an invitation. You want to hear about this really quick or no?
Oh, I do.
So I'm checking in email, and I got invited to an Andy convention in Cincinnati. I don't know when
all
it's going to be.
All guys named Andy?
It's sometime next year. Yeah, it's about a dedicated Andrew who wants to make sure that our name doesn't get old or washed out or feel like it's an old name anymore. So I mean,
I think there are a lot of kids named Andrew these days.
Yeah, so it's Andy.
Andrew or Drew.
Well, I think he's concerned about Andrew.
Andy?
I don't know if he's worried about Andy. Like, is Andy an old name now? Like, it's hard for me to swallow that because I know so many Andys, but maybe they're all my age. So it's Andy, it's Drew, it's Andrew. Andres is also in there, included in this convention. I think it's in Cincinnati coming up after the first of the year. And I don't know if I need to be there to rep my name.
You're going
to
get time off?
Do you think they would be... That's got to be a floating holiday, right? Convention of your name?
Convention of name convention.
So I'm very, very torn on whether I should go to this or not. I'll have to think about it. So if I seem like I'm distant or in the lot, this is really weighing on me.
I must tell you, I was quite happy to see Cedric Tillman get opportunity and play well yesterday. I like 6'3" wide receivers. He has some speed. I want to see what he can do. And I think this team desperately needs help at wide receiver. So I'm hoping that might be a sign of things to come.
You're looking that's the first positive thing I've heard on the show all day today.
I've mentioned Cedric before.
Although I did mention the long snapping tandem that we have with the punting. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
And Andy, in all fairness, the defense was just fine.
They played well enough to win yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely did. Ken is in Westlake. Ken, welcome.
Hi, Ken.
Hey. Hi, guys. I think Jeff and Stefanski have the same type of personality. They don't get rattled very often. They're even keel, common sense. But I wish Stefanski would show some of the fire that Jeff showed about 10 minutes ago. And Jeff's not a passionate guy, but that was sure good to hear from Jeff. The Browns need a little bit of that.
I gave myself a headache, Ken.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to have a headache to get stuff done.
There you go. You tell him with the passion, man.
It's nice for once to not be an external cause of Jeff's headaches.
Good point.
Not continuously, because then you're just a raving lunatic. But the Browns have so many problems, you don't know where to go. It's like one hole pops and then another hole pops, and you don't know what to plug. To me, that shouts it's an organizational problem. You have Haslam, you have Barry Stefanski, and God knows what the Podesta is doing. So he gets a no grade. To me, Haslam gets an F. Barry and Stefanski get C pluses.
Ken, explain why you'd give ownership an F. I have a hard time understanding that because all they do is write checks.
I'll make it easy for you.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, the first thing, whoever drafted Manziel and whoever traded for Deshaun Watson need to be fired. Period. Those are two mistakes that are unexplainable, unacceptable. My gut feeling says, though, that the culprit is Haslam. He has to be the bottom line. The buck stops with him. I'll ask you a question. You name me what Haslam has done well besides spend money.
Honestly, Ken, that's all I really want my owner to do. Hang on a second. And to show continuity in their coach in the front office. And they've done that recently. I thought they had the right folks in place. I still think they have the right folks in place. And I hope they continue to have some continuity there.
Randy Lerner was one hire away from being the best owner in the history of sports. One hire away. He never made the right hire.
Without results, Jeff.
Well, I enjoyed last year at 11-6 and making the playoffs. And
You find everything interesting.
Well, that's actually true. But seriously, they've done a nice job at times here, Ken. They really have. And This team's gone to the playoffs twice. I want the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want the Baltimore Ravens. That's what I want our team to be. They're not there yet.
Jay, do as a business. You tell me. If you don't see, a correlation between how the Browns are run and Flying J was run.
All I know is that they made a lot of money in business. You can say what you want about that. They're making a lot of money as owners, and they've written a lot of checks. And I think they're showing the continuity now that you need to have in a professional organization. Do they have the people in place? You can question that. I think they do, but certainly it's a point of debate. I mean, clearly is. If to me, consistency and continuity should lead to consistent results. We're not seeing that. That's a problem, Andy, and it's something that I think everybody needs to keep in mind. Me, you, everybody. Because though they were 11-6 last year, how'd you fall off the face of the earth? How'd that happen this year? Well, that's part of it. I think they have the right people in place, but continuity usually leads to consistent results, and we're not getting that right now.
Just a point of reference, just on the whole business thing. The Haslams look pretty smart right now. I'm just looking at I just Googled how much are the Browns worth. Want to guess what they're worth right now according to the AI overview there?
$4 billion.
The Cleveland Browns are valued at $6.02 billion.
And what'd they pay?
A little over a billion.
I'd say that worked.
Yeah, that did work.
Stefan is in Cleveland. Hello, Stefan.
Hello.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I just wanted to say this. I think that the momentum has run out for Kevin Stefanski. We've sat for weeks and talked about his different issues and play calling. You got an offensive coordinator. I think for like 2 years, people been saying that Kevin Stefanski needs to give up play calling only to still be doing that. This year with Deshaun Watson, let's just be honest, man. Offensive line decimated, didn't have a running back. The one receiver that had a good season last year, you just traded. I heard you just say you want somebody to make a play. Well, honestly, we don't have playmakers. And the way things went down yesterday, and I'm not saying that all the fans booed, but the way things went down yesterday, that's one of the reasons why superstars and playmakers don't want to come to Cleveland. So I think that we actually going to be – This is heading back to what we once were with the Cleveland Browns before we start picking up a little momentum. And pretty soon, the couple of playmakers that we do have, the Miles Garrett, the Nick Chubb, the Denzel Ward, they'll be headed to other teams pretty soon.
Well, they're going to be headed to other teams because we're 1-5 or 1-6 because they can probably get trade value for some of those guys. And let's not forget, Deshaun didn't want to come to Cleveland. Remember that? You do remember that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
exactly. But
what made him change? See, the difference about the NFL is exactly what Deshaun did. Like, he didn't want to come here, and then they offered him the best contract in the history of the game.
Ever.
And so all of a sudden, you know, not wanting to come to Cleveland became coming or became wanting to come to Cleveland.
By golly, I can't wait to wear an orange helmet again.
So. Yeah. And I think we can honestly, truth be told, I think we're looking at next year, but I think the bad side of that is I do believe that Deshaun Watson may be our starting quarterback next year. I think that the contract is the reason why that would be a feasible option.
I agree with you. I agree with that.
Stefan, I can't rule that out either.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's
well,
I mean,
what,
Andy, if he
we're
heals,
actually
if
looking
he,
at
if he heals up and he shows up for training camp, don't you think he's got a great chance to be the starting quarterback?
I don't know. You just want to see what this team looks like when they move into the Dome in 29. So
okay, Mark's in Lakewood. Way to stir it, Andy.
Just saying, man.
As if everybody's not been cranky enough. Now you throw that in there, dude.
Well, I don't understand. What's so cranky?
You know, they're leaving Cleveland, you know.
I know. They're going to be able to – well, I mean, you might be able to throw a rock.
I read something in Cleveland.com that said – who was it? Chuck D, right?
From Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Chuck D's awesome.
And they wrote a story of what he thought about the team moving from Cleveland. And I thought, the hell cares?
Well, the key is, guys.
Go buy a ticket to a Browns game and get back to me.
If you want to build this thing so that it's at its peak when you hit 2029, then you got to start tearing it down now.
Yeah, I think realistically, you're talking, even if you don't, you're still looking at maybe Corey Bjorkes and Rex Sunahara as being the only two guys that'll still be on the team when they move to the Dome.
Go, Mark. Mark, I'm sorry. Hey, go.
Man. Thanks for taking the call. I have 2 points, quick points. I have nothing against Deshaun Watson. I am not a shut up and dribble guy. I appreciate it when players speak their mind, and I'm the last person that would defend a drunk, obnoxious football fan. That said, in 2016, when the Cavs were winning a title and the Guardians were competing for one, Browns Nation was supporting a pathetic product, and for the last few years, they've endured a soap opera that just got worse day by day. So when that play happened yesterday, my reaction was to simply send a text to my buddies, well, that's the end of that. And as far as I'm concerned, fans were cheering the end of that soap opera, not an injured player. Second point, if I'm Stefanski, I'm making an opening statement before today's press conference. Any reporter or player going forward that mentions the name Deshaun Watson, I will stop what I'm doing and I will personally escort you out of the building. It's time to get out of the poisonous quicksand. It's time to move forward. It's time to get back to winning football games.
Mark, thank you very much. The name Deshaun will come up. He just won't be the starting quarterback for the rest of this year. And we'll see what happens moving forward. Honest to God, everything that happened yesterday just dropped 7 months of content on us. And I don't know that I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know that anybody cares, Jeff.
I just thought, oh, my God, are we talking Browns quarterback for the next 7 or 8 months?
No.
Oh, my God.
Jeff, the draft is on its way.